Okay, everybody, workday is over.
This is the best of the OG with Ovius and Giglio podcast, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Brought to you by Capital Financial Advisory Group. Get your total retirement income plan by texting JOE to 21000. Enjoy the best of today's show. Here's Ovius and Giglio.
So J.R. Smith was at the Wyndham Pro-Am yesterday. J.R. Smith could have gone to North Carolina. Ended up going pro out of high school. Obviously, he's had a long career, ups and downs.
Robbing us of the dynamic of Roy Williams coaching J.R. Smith.
I know. That would have been... Real quick, the context on that one, why J.R. Smith in this particular market has meaning. For people who don't know.
Okay.
Provide.
Why does J.R. Smith have meaning?
And Roy Williams.
The guy who, when they won the world championship, didn't have a shirt on for like a month?
No. I'm talking about in college. Because like J.R. Smith around here and Roy Williams in that dynamic, it denied us that.
Yeah. Like people, that would have been awesome.
I think people kind of forget that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. This was when you could go straight from high school to the NBA draft.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 03 because it was, I believe in the same class, Sean Livingston was committed to go to Duke and mm-hmm. ended up going straight to the pros. J.R. Smith was committed to go to Carolina, ended up going straight to the pros. So instead of coming here to Tobacco Road, those two guys went and just skipped college altogether. That was back when, you know, Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett had made it possible for people to skip college.
This was for the 2004 draft.
Okay.
And he ended up getting picked 18th overall by...
He was from New Jersey.
The Hornets.
J.R. Smith's from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He had committed to play at Carolina. Mm-hmm. I believe he had a really good McDonald's All-American game. And
yeah, he did.
To go pro.
He did. So he ends up going
pro. But
he's
a knucklehead. Like, he's a... Yeah, I mean, like...
Well, no, we saw it. But look, there's a hilarious screen grab of LeBron James
making this motion
at J.R. Smith because he didn't realize how much time was left or timeouts.
Whatever interactions we got with LeBron and J.R. Smith, we would have gotten tenfold
with
between Roy and J.R. Smith.
No, it would have been glorious. You're absolutely right. It would have been glorious. So J.R. Smith has that particular tie to Triangle Hoops. He could have been, right? So he never played college basketball. So technically, having never gone to college, there is an argument to be made that his eligibility clock never started. Now, the NCAA has time frames in which your eligibility clock actually starts, if I understand my NCAA rules correctly. But there are waivers that you can apply for. And also going in his favor in terms of whether or not he could go back to school and play a sport, it would not be in the sport he went to go play professionally.
Yeah, it would be like Chris Wanky, the old Carolina Panthers quarterback who played minor league baseball, then enrolled, didn't make it, then enrolled at Florida State as a quarterback and as a 28-year-old, I believe, and had a second act in his college career.
So J.R. Smith is now 35. He was at the Wyndham Pro-Am yesterday, and I believe Brian Hall from the Greensboro TV station had caught up with J.R. Smith, and he's enrolled at NCA&T. Now, he enrolled at NCA&T for different reasons than playing golf. He enrolled because he wanted to go and get a degree, so he decided after doing some research and talking with his friends who had a similar pact, like, let's go back to school and do this. He looked at NCA&T, historically black college university, HBCU, and he also has, I think there's like a liberal arts program that he wanted to be a part of. And then, because he's a 5, I think he's a 5 handicap in golf, he was wondering, hey, maybe I can join the golf team because of my eligibility clock. Here's J.R. Smith on wanting to play golf at NCA&T.
Ray Allen kind of convinced me. We had a little golf trip in DR, and he was talking about some of the things he was doing, about going back to school and challenging yourself and stuff for us athletes. And I really took heed to it and decided to go back, and one of the best liberal studies programs at ANC, and it just so happens I got deep roots in Carolina with Chris Ball and CJ Paul. And after that, it was just, you know, just things started trickling down, just trying to figure out if I still got eligibility, so see what's going on there. And but more importantly, just try to educate myself, do something after basketball. They always told me I could go back whenever, when I was coming out of high school, so this is whenever for me. It's very special. I can't wait to be a part of an HBCU family and to really been embraced by everybody on campus so far. I can't wait to see the students and start going to some of the football games and start really, you know, repping Aggie Pride.
So there's J.R. Smith. Brian Hall, a news reporter out of Greensboro, got that audio. I think it's great. I think with name, image, and likeness, too, this is something that the NCAA should actually consider, because everything's kind of out the window. When BYU walk-ons are getting sponsorship deals with a granola bar company, essentially, a health food company, well, then what's to stop something like J.R. Smith getting NIL kind of deals to play golf at NCANT be a problem, or that he's not making any money off of playing golf necessarily? It would actually work out. I think that would be great. I mean, and it would help. What it would do for NCANT to boost their profile would be – it's already doing it right now. I've heard – there have been so many people that I've caught. I've heard, like, catching themselves. It's not, it's not North Carolina. It's North Carolina A&T. I've heard North Carolina A&T added stuff too. I think it'd be great if J.R. Smith could do this.
I'm now Googling the Will Ferrell Back to School movie. Old School.
Old School.
That's what this is. With a legitimate chance of Snoop showing up on campus as well. House party.
As long as it don't go streaking, it should be fine, right?
I mean,
bring your green hat.
With J.R. Smith, there's a 85% chance that nudity will be involved.
Here's J.R. Smith when people were talking about his round. Apparently, he was getting some golf tips from Ricky Fowler.
On your swing, what are you focusing on? Because I'm focusing a little too hard on my grip. I don't have any grip in my right hand, but my left hand is, like, strong. But I still don't feel like I'm getting around it.
Releasing, getting through it.
Yeah.
Something I've been working on is kind of, like, staying in posture. My tendency is to almost go get too flat, so I'm trying to stay in posture better. That could be something, thinking about kind of staying down and in posture through the ball. Mm. Like, a lot of times if it's up and out, would be kind of coming out of posture.
Mm. Okay.
Which would help release it, like if you're kind of staying with your spine angle through impact versus if you got that way. Mm.
So that was a little exchange between Ricky Fowler and J.R. Smith during the Wyndham Pro-Am. I think JR's only
five handicap. That's pretty good.
I think he's only been playing golf 12 years now.
I mean, he's been an active NBA player. Yes, I realize they have a very long offseason, but
yes.
I mean, still, there's only so much golf you can get in when you have to train and get ready for an NBA season.
Some people are just gifted at it. I mean, look at hockey players, right? Hockey players are also going through the course of the season. They get out on the golf course. They're still shooting low rounds and whatnot. I mean, look at Justin Williams. Kind of got obsessed with it, right? Does that bother you, Julio, that a guy who's only been playing golf for about 12 years is now at a 5 handicap?
No.
How long have you been playing golf?
How long have I been playing golf?
Yeah.
I probably started in high school, yeah.
More than 12 years?
Yeah, I mean, how old am I? 46,
what's
30?
What's your handicap?
I have an 8 handicap.
It's not too shabby.
Not bad.
Although he's probably playing at better courses, I'm guessing.
Sedgefield's really nice. I had a chance to play there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable. I will say, I mean, it's a McConnell course. I will say I actually do think Raleigh Country Club's in better shape than Sedgefield. They're both McConnell courses.
Yeah, they're both
Donald
McConnell,
Ross
yeah.
courses. They've done an amazing job in redoing the Raleigh Country Club downtown. So, yeah, I mean, good for him. Like, that's a great story that he's interested in actually, like, we're talking about golf, right?
But he wants to go back to school.
But he, like, legitimately wants to go back to school. Like, try and understand this. J.R. Smith has enough money. He doesn't have to get an education. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to go back to school. He's trying to make himself a better person through education. Like, he doesn't have to do that. He could just go play golf the rest of his life. He could do what I would love to do.
It's just play golf.
Never work again and just play golf.
Although, I don't even know if your body could hold it.
Oh, no, I would make it one.
I mean, but then again.
Maybe 2 years.
I mean,
maybe.
This is what happens when you get it in your 40s. Like, look, I wasn't here yesterday, and I was, you know, off running a bunch of errands and also just trying to enjoy a day off, but just running a bunch of errands, too. And in the morning, I had to take my son to a hockey camp. And I haven't purchased one of those lace keys for hockey skates to get the laces as tight as possible so his feet stay in there. But after yesterday or Tuesday or whenever it was that this happened, I immediately got on Amazon and I bought one. Because as I was...
The strain was real.
Dude, all I was doing was tightening the laces on his skates as much as I could. And by the time I was done with the second skate to get it to a comfortable point for him, I realized that I had pulled something in my back, straining to get these laces as tight as possible. And I thought, like, I'm like, come on, no. Am I that old where tightening skate laces would cause me to pull something in my back?
I think anything time you have to bend over at the waist, you're introducing issues potentially with your back.
I mean, I have to kind of drive by the radio station on my way back. I did give serious consideration to dropping by the studio and getting into your stash of Icy Hot.
I got plenty.
You got the Icy Hot roll-on stuff?
Yeah.
I might actually do it later today because I had to tighten the skates again this morning because the key hasn't come in yet. And I'm sitting there doing it again, and I'm like, man, I am old and washed. So I might actually have to borrow some Icy Hot.
I'm here for you.
You bathe in Icy Hot been on the course.
Do.
It's ridiculous. Let's acapella the news.
Yeah. It's time for Rant 2.
Acapella the news.
All right, guys. In honor of a fellow Dennis who decided to screw things up, because apparently I screwed things up yesterday with Baby Shark, according to Joe.
Hold on a second. I didn't say you screwed it up.
Oh, okay.
It was objectively bad.
Mm-hmm. Listen, there was a verse in there defending you.
That's great. Yep.
Everyone was dunking on you yesterday.
That's fine.
And who defends you?
Yep.
Dennis Cox.
People taking shots at me when I'm not around? Hello? It's been going on for 20 plus years.
All right.
It's not new to me. I know when I leave the room, people talk trash. Or when I'm not on the show, people talk trash about me. Ain't nothing new. Ain't no thing to me. What do you like to say? Show respect by showing no respect?
Yes.
Dude, hello, it's me. People show me respect by showing me no respect all the freaking time. So I peeped the game. It's all good. So I don't need Dennis defending me in a song. I don't need that. Objectively, it was terrible. But why do you focus on that part?
He was dunking on me. I mean.
Sure. But why is everybody focused on the part where I just said it was terrible? You leave out the second part of it. But it doesn't matter if it was good or not because
the effort.
Dennis sells it.
Yes.
That's the hook. I will always respect when you pour it out, when you commit to the bit. It's called embracing the bomb. Look that one up. Stephen Colbert has talked about that. If you ever want a little life advice, Stephen Colbert, I think it was a Rolling Stone or a GQ interview from years ago, said he finally broke through in his career when he finally figured out, you know what? I have to embrace the bomb. Mm-hmm. Commit to the terribleness, and you will come out on the other side being funny. That's all Dennis is doing. So what do you got cooked up?
Well, this one, again, honor of Dennis Schroeder.
Oh,
because,
boy.
You know, he turned down some money.
He did.
I'm doing this one live, guys.
Oh, no!
What? Someone told him long ago, there's a day you will get paid. He knows. It's been coming. It's his time. When you sign and get that pay, you'll rain in cash today. Oh, no. Schroeder said, don't bother. I want to know how Schroeder feels today. I want to know if Schroeder feels the pain from turning down that bag that day.
Okay. You did that live.
I did. 100%.
Good for you.
Yep. Rand never does that, does he?
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, let's let's go ahead and answer some Hey Joe questions.
Joe cracked the door. All right, first question here. This one comes from Connor. Hey, Joe, when can we expect a review of R&D's Deacon Brew beer for Wake Forest?
Yeah, I saw this today. R&D is a local brewery. They make some good stuff. I actually like their Mexican lager, and Seven Saturdays is a good IPA. They also make
one of my favorites.
I know you're a big fan of Seven Saturdays. They also make the Storm Brew for the Carolina Hurricanes. So I saw Wake Forest tweet this out earlier today, introducing Deacon Brew, the new official craft beer of Wake Forest Athletics, developed in partnership with R&D Brewing. This new refreshing light beer will be available at Truist Field this fall and at stores nationwide. It's a light beer at 4.2% and 97 calories. Sounds a lot like Storm Brew.
It is. It's a different name.
This is the same thing as what happened with Old Tuffy and New Belgium. Old Tuffy is basically a version of the
Old Aggie,
yeah. Which they made, New Belgium made for Colorado State. There's nothing wrong with that, because I'm convinced that half the time people are drinking these beers not because they think it's good or not. And I happen to like Storm Brew. It's fine. It's easily the best $5 you'll spend at PNC Arena.
No doubt.
Okay, and especially if you get one that's been sitting at the bottom of the ice for who knows how long.
See, I prefer my Storm Brew on tap at the arena.
Oh, no.
That was 2 years ago now, though.
Yeah, but the ones that you, the cans that they keep in the tub.
Yeah.
And if you get one from the bottom of the tub, dude, and you just hand them a $5 bill and you walk out, it's the best $5 spent at PNC Arena. Anyway, it's not about the beer in the can. It's about the can. That's what it's about. I like Old Tuffy, but I know full damn well that people like rocking an Old Tuffy because they can hold it at a tailgate. And the same thing's going to happen at Wake Forest. Although I do have some questions about Wake Forest, the historically Baptist university founded upon such things, has been the first mover on beer-related things in North Carolina. They were actually one of the first stadiums to sell beer at a college stadium.
Yeah,
they're private, so they can do what they want. So they opened up the Top Hat Tavern before anybody else had beer sales at their stadiums. But like, what's the tagline on this? Like, was it Deacon Brew? And it's not a sin if you don't get drunk. Like, how does that work?
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. They call me Deacon Brew.
Deacon Brew. As listener Ramar points out, they got a beer for the winners in the world. I want to drink when I lose.
That's pretty good.
It's Deacon Brew. Hey, look, Eddie Steely Dan reference. I'm in. I'm absolutely in. All right, next up.
From Rob. Hey, Joe, saw in Packer and Durham that there are 8 teams with a better than 10% chance to make the college football playoff, according to the All-State Playoff Predictor. One of the 8 teams was Texas. My question for you, is Texas back?
Texas's back is now used ironically.
Yeah, like Tiger. And
yeah. Texas is back when they lose to
Miami,
Maryland.
Nebraska, yeah. Michigan.
You'll get a Texas is back when they Tennessee. Lose to Maryland. When they lose to somebody they shouldn't lose to. When they lose to TCU, Texas is back, baby. That's when Texas is back is said. The name brand's always going to get you a little bit of a bump. Always. Next up.
From Jason. Hey, Joe. The NFL says they're cracking down on taunting. While they're at it, what other action during a football game should be an automatic 15-yard penalty?
An automatic 15-yard penalty for any sort of action on the field.
I hate the new rule. It's not a rule. It's a new interpretation of the rule, which has happened in the last, 4 or 5 years, where offensive linemen are allowed to basically hit their own running back to move them forward.
Yeah.
We see this now. We see the pile either stagnates, and here comes the offense trying to push it. Then you have the defense trying to just kind of hold its own. I hate that rule. I can't stand it. Now, under the category of no one cares, my high school football career ended when an offensive lineman jumped on me after a play and broke my collarbone.
Ooh.
And I was like, you know what? That was completely unnecessary. Completely. And now that's regular, though. That happens all the time now. I hate it. Can't stand it.
I would throw in a 15-yard penalty for when you act as though there was a penalty. like you'll see this every so often, especially coming out of a potential pass interference.
Oh, okay.
Like so, when the wide receiver drops the ball, or he was tangled up a little bit, and all of a sudden you see the guy doing the flag, little wavy, and he starts doing the little wavy thing, or he does the push off. Like, he pushed me off, or he was grabbing me. I want that to be given a 15-yard penalty, because do you think the referee is going to sit there and go, you know, since you mentioned it.
If you've ever been on a sideline before for a football game, NFL, college, the things that coaches and players say to the officials without getting a penalty.
It's like off
if you
the
think
charts.
About it, if you think about it, in basketball, you would get thrown out for half of the complaints and half of the thing. All of the things that they said, right?
Mm-hmm.
In football, though, it's like basically like you could tell the guy, you can give the old Jim Valvano, can you penalize me? Can I get in trouble for what I'm thinking? I think you're terrible. You can just say it. You don't have to qualify.
No qualifier
at all. Like Valvano did. You can just say, no, you're terrible with more colorful language.
Next up.
Oh, no, Joe.
From Brent, hey Joe, in terms of eye-roll-inducing NFL training camp fake storylines, how do you rate the battle between Trevor Lawrence and Gardner Minshew?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Urban, actually, I don't even know if it was a media creation. It was Urban Meyer saying this. I mean, we all assume that Trevor Lawrence is going to be the week one starter for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Or is he? Here's Urban Meyer talking about the quarterback competition between him and Gardner Minshew.
Is there really a chance that you guys won't start Trevor Lawrence against Houston in a month?
Is there really a chance?
Yeah.
I think we'll answer that as it gets closer.
But it's still very much an open competition to see who gets that honor.
Yes.
Yeah, Urban Meyer came out of retirement to coach Gardner Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he did it.
Now look, Trevor Lawrence and Gardner Minshew are going to play against the Browns. I think Jacksonville's taking on the Browns this weekend in their preseason game. But that's to be expected. Like, I was watching Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning, and they had Dan Orlovsky on, and he and Keyshawn got into an argument over Mac Jones and Cam Newton. This seems to be like the latest focal point in arguments. And Orlovsky's point, well, Mac Jones is going to get reps. And the whole entire thing that Keyshawn was saying, he's like, well, yeah, of course he's going to get reps. It's a preseason game. And Orlovsky continued on, well, what if Mac Jones plays better? What if Cam has like a fumble? And it was, no, it's a preseason game. Ain't that much going to be taken out of it. I think the same can be said about Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence. I think this is just something that Urban Meyer is doing because he still has some old college coach tendencies. The only thing missing from there is like, why won't you tell us the starter? Because it gives me pleasure. It's the only thing that was missing from that little exchange with reporters involving Urban Meyer. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is going to start unless he gets hurt. And if he's terrible in preseason, well, then we have another discussion altogether. Speaking of listening to things, you can listen to the Panthers this weekend as they open up their preseason slate against the Indianapolis Colts. Lauren Brownlow, WRELSportsFan.com, now hanging out with us. It's funny, the Panthers probably going into this preseason game, Lauren, on the less interesting side of the coin because everybody's focused on just how healthy Carson Wentz might be with the Colts after his foot surgery.
Carson Wentz, unhealthy. It's just so weird.
Well, it went from like 5 to 12 weeks to now suddenly he's not in a boot or anything, and he could be there for week one or whatever it is now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that whole the Carson Wentz thing is what it is. Like, I wouldn't have super high hopes for. Maybe it's like the disappointing quarterback acquisition game. Really,
who can be the most disappointing quarterback in all of the acquisitions from the offseason? Maybe that's the case. Hopefully it's not Sam Darnold. You want Sam Darnold to actually pan out, right?
I mean, that'd be great. Be great for him. Be great for the team. But the worst thing, like, he either needs to be good or terrible. Like, I'm not here for the, like, moments where he'll have a great game or something and then he'll throw 5 picks the next game. I don't really want to ride on that roller coaster. I'm not a big roller coaster fan anyway, as you guys know. So I don't want to ride that coaster.
And that's why you choose life as a Panthers fan.
Ugh. I know. It's the ultimate roller coaster, right? Like, that's how you get to 8-8 is by, like, sometimes having amazing performances and sometimes looking like garbage.
I was going to say, literally a franchise that's never had consecutive winning seasons before. And you're expecting some sort of consistency?
The quarterback play, though, Dre, like, we've been there before, right? The Panthers have, just where, you know, a guy is like, they give you enough reason to think, oh, maybe, you know, like the whole Kyle Allen experiment. You know, it's like, if he didn't look like straight garbage for a game, everyone was like, he's the future, you know? And it's like,
yeah. And I'll never forget that. I remember
this was
actually the game before he was bad, when Kyle Allen was filling in for an injured Cam Newton. They had won, what was that, I think, 4 in a row at this point. But that was mostly Christian McCaffrey. But Kyle Allen was the quarterback of record. And there was this conversation about, well, you know, if Cam's healthy, but they're winning with Kyle Allen, you know, what do they do? And, of course, we all sat here and said out loud, screaming, you put Cam back. What are you talking about? It's just Kyle Allen.
If he's healthy, that's the answer. Like, this is not hard.
I will never forget. I've brought this up to Kyle Bailey, who hosts an afternoon radio show in Charlotte on WFNZ. And I was driving in that day because we ended up with cheap tickets to go see the Panthers and the Falcons. And that's when the wheels fell off for the Kyle Allen bandwagon. He had a terrible game. They snuffed out Christian McCaffrey, and then suddenly we never got a Kyle Allen's the future conversation ever again.
Is he still in the NFL?
He's with the Washington football team.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he's with the Washington football team.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to their pregame show on WFNZ, and they're talking about how, hey, you know, based on what we see today, this could be a game in which we know Kyle Allen has a serious consideration of being the future of this franchise. And I wanted to punch through my radio and strangle Kyle for having this conversation, because he should know better. Of course, we know the rest is history. And I think that's the issue with Sam Darnold, in that based on quarterbacks of his output so far in his career, I think Football Outsiders, when I was reading a comparable, like for quarterbacks and whatnot, Football Outsiders said straight up, the best you can hope for based on history is that he turns out to be Alex Smith. And it's like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. I would be okay. I mean, Alex Smith, there's nothing wrong with Alex Smith, because you know what? One thing that you know you're not going to get a lot of with Alex Smith necessarily is, especially like later career Alex Smith, is turnovers.
This is true.
Like, if you can take care of the football and occasionally do something good with it, like, we'll be okay. But if you're throwing it to the other team all the time, we're having a problem.
COG alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovias. Lauren Brownlow, WRLSportsFan.com, is hanging out with us. All right, so you are a parent of a young child that's getting ready to go to kindergarten.
Yes.
I am a parent of a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old. Giglio, you've got a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. Giglio and I are probably not the right people to talk to about this, because we're at the point where, well, I'm at the point, at least with my 13-year-old, if I hear him cursing, I don't really think anything of it, right?
Right.
I don't think anything of it. And I curse around my kids now, too. By the way, can I just say that that was a liberating experience once my kids got to an age where I could just curse in front of them? Because it really did... I'm not going to say what age it was, because I don't want people to judge me. But I started cursing. I started cursing essentially at them to express how upset I was at stuff.
Sure.
And that's when it finally registered with them. Oh, Dad actually is mad. So it was such an amazing experience when that happened. But we have our rules on cursing and things like that. With your son, who's getting ready to go to kindergarten, clearly the governor's still on, right?
Yeah. There are non-curses that I let slip that he should not say.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to him, if he repeats it, that he should not say that.
There you go.
But yes, occasionally things will slip out from time to time, but we don't worry about it too much unless he starts repeating them. And then we have to have a talk about not saying it.
All right, so I bring this up because I'm curious on your thoughts as it relates to the FCC unfriendly version of poop. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can say poop. I can't say the other thing.
No.
Right.
I still can't believe this, like, happened at a sporting event.
So this occurred at the Canadian Tennis Open. And the gentleman who got reprimanded, his name is Karen Khachanov. And he beat the 15th seed in this tournament, 7-6, 6-4. But earlier in the tournament, he got reprimanded because in Spanish he said poop.
I know that word too.
I cannot say that word on the radio
really?
Either. I cannot.
You can't say that word either. Oh, I can't. Interesting. I guess, yeah.
I cannot say the Spanish equivalent of that on the radio.
It's much prettier.
Oh, it absolutely is.
He got worked by my guy Sisyphos. No wonder why he was cursing.
Oh, okay. So is he out of the tournament? Because this happened yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So this happened yesterday. He got beat today?
He lost today. Okay. Yeah. But he lost to the best player in the tournament.
So this is the exchange between him and the umpire, the tennis official, after he was upset with something and he just said out loud, poop.
Advantage. Got it. Violation on the opportunity, point penalty. Mr. Gashanov. Game Karatsev.
Yeah, you cannot say that. Karen. It's a bad word.
What is a bad? Wait, call supervisor.
No, I'm not going to continue. For this, it's not in the book. Show me the book. That's not the question.
I'm not gonna continue.
If you give me point penalty, I'm not gonna continue.
I understand, Karen. We call it.
No, we don't call it. Call supervisor.
I called the supervisor. That's what I said.
Call supervisor.
Oh, your manager.
I cannot believe that for this word.
It's a bad word.
What do you mean it's a bad word?
It's a
So if you go to toilet, you go to it's a bad word?
It is a bad word.
And how do you say another way that you go to toilet?
Well, there are many other ways.
No, tell me another way.
This is a bad word.
Tell me another way. But
let me call
this. No,
let me
call this. First time ever for this word, okay, you give not only code violation.
Gary,
can
you come on grandstand, please?
You give me point
just
penalty.
A question
this
about
is ridiculous.
Code violation, please, and he would like to discuss with you now.
Yeah, discuss
thank you.
With you. I want you to bring the rule book and show me where is written the words.
So that's the exchange between the tennis player and the...
He's Russian, and he's learning to swear in English and Spanish. That's impressive.
It is impressive. But here's the thing. I'm a little disappointed in the tennis official not telling him, man, you know there are other words that you can use to describe when you go to the bathroom. Like I did. Yeah, you go poop. You take a crap, whatever it is. You know you can't say that. Now, the fact that he got a point...
Instead of say poo, as in bull poo, head in his poo is cold.
Thanks for the South Park reference there, Dennis. So anyway, that actually became somewhat relatable because I've had to explain that to my kids. Like, look.
Yes.
If you want to use that word with your friends, cool. But, like, you can't just walk up to a teacher and say, yeah, I got to go.
This begs the question, though. Why didn't he just swear in Russian?
Oh, I know, because nobody would have known.
I mean,
that's the thing.
His opponent would have known because he was playing in Russian. Yeah. But something tells me he could have just popped off in Russian.
I don't know. But here's the thing.
His own language.
That guy should be. I think that guy needs like a second career as a lawyer.
Yes.
When this is over. Or he'll be a lawyer or he'll be like a Karen, I guess.
No, his name is actually Karen.
His name is Karen.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, my God, that's right.
I want to speak to the manager.
He needs to speak
to the manager. Where does it say that? Show me where it says I can't do that. Where does it say that? You can't do that. I can say that.
But I'm kind of with him. Like, I've never viewed that word as a bad word.
Well, it is. It's almost too pretty to be a swear. And, like, I would use it more if it weren't so many syllables, to be honest.
Looks like his coach is Spanish.
The best expletives are the ones that you can just like fire off quickly, you know?
And that's
and yes,
one of
you
them.
May string some together. It kind of, but it's not, unless I'm thinking of a different word. Like, that's not a short word to say.
No, it's not super short. No, I mean, either way.
Yeah.
I cannot say it because of the radio. The FCC will not let me say those types of things, so I have to go by FCC rules. Plus, there's like.
It's like three syllables. That's a little.
No,
long
no it's just
for
one.
Swear.
No, you're thinking the wrong one.
Yeah.
You're thinking the wrong one.
I am easy. Thinking of the wrong one.
Yeah,
oh,
whoa, hey.
Calm down over there.
M word in Spanish is what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You're thinking about
that's
the Spanish.
That's what I've
version.
Always known as that. Yes.
Yes. That's the Spanish. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Anyway, I just thought that was I was curious about. You know, when it's acceptable to allow your kids, at least within the house, to do something like that.
Well,
because I don't believe that word should be. I don't necessarily think of that as like a bad one. On the scale of bad words, that one's so low, in my opinion.
I think that, like, for us here, because, like, you know, as you know, my kid's gotten in trouble for saying potty words in certain contexts that aren't necessarily words you get in trouble with if you weren't using them, you know, disruptively, right? So what we're trying to teach him is, like, time and place situations, you know? Like, you can't just go around saying stuff like that. Like, you gotta know where you're at and understand the situation. And until he's old enough to understand that, like, for me, that's why we're more careful about what we're saying, because he doesn't know that yet. I don't know when that age comes. You guys probably know better than me when that age actually, maybe, like, what, seven, once he starts school, maybe.
No, once he starts school, he's going to hear all sorts of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Right. There's a steep curve from there.
And actually, is he riding a bus?
No.
All right. That's when they learn all the words. When they get on the bus, man.
Oh, I know.
My kids got an education the year they rode the bus. Lauren Brownlow, WRLSportsFan.com. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
You've been listening to the Best of the OG with Ovius and Giglio podcast, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Brought to you by Capital Financial Advisory Group. Get your total retirement income plan by texting JOE to 21000. Don't forget, this podcast drops every weekday at 6 p.m., and you can find it at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL Sports Fan app, or you can subscribe for free at the iTunes and Google Play stores.